Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. All worshippers of images are put to shame who make their boast in worthless idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. O you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. I often hear people say how small the world has become since travel seems to be so much easier these days, and humans more adventurous. In my immediate family, between the four of us, we have traveled to all the continents in the world except Antarctica. But still, I never think of the world as small. Just because we can get there within one long day, it's never made me think I'm anything more than a tiny little speck on a big, beautiful, Heavenly Father-created spinning globe. So when I read the first verse again, "The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the many coastlands be glad." It's amazing to me, incomprehensible really, to think just how many coastlands there truly are in the world, and that in every single place along those coastlands, beaches, rocky shorelines, forests, lakes, mountains, and streams, our God reigns, and the entire earth rejoices. As my Bible note says, his reign is universal. The Lord's power and majesty in our world can be more than a little intimidating to think about it when you visualize his presence as it's described by the psalmist today. Clouds, thick darkness, burning fire, lightning, trembling, massive mountains simply melting away, for even they cannot behold God's glory and still stand. No, there is none like him, nor will there ever be. Even though, sadly, many fools do still cling to their own pathetic little man-made gods, worthless images and idols which are nothing but vain attempts to rule their own world, and consequently, they are terrorized by the power and forthcoming judgment of the one true God. While believers, who are made righteous by the blood of the Lamb, praise the Lord for his awesome power and might, those who worship false gods are put to shame and humiliated before the Lord on Judgment Day. God hates evil, and his wrath is righteous. It's just, and it's absolute. Yet in his great love and mercy, he preserves the lives of all those who believe in him. While it is right to fear God's wrath, for we know that it is the beginning of true knowledge, we also recognize God's power to save is through his Son, Jesus. Though we are still sinners, the penalty for our sins has been paid by Christ on the cross. And so we are also saints, delivered from evil and eternal darkness. That is the very light that was sown for the righteous, salvation. Here in the U.S. recently, we experienced an interesting scientific phenomenon, a solar eclipse of the sun, where the sun and moon aligned in just the right instance to create the effect of the sun being completely blocked by the moon in the middle of the bright sunny day. There was a total eclipse path across North America, where anyone living in that band would witness the day becoming like night for a few minutes. Reporters called it a total eclipse. It's pretty cool that God created and fashioned the universe to give us these exciting moments, displaying his great glory into the heavens, allowing us simple humans to enjoy what he created. wearing the proper viewing glasses, watching the moon slip in front of the sun, leaving the sun as a crescent hanging in the sky, seeing the bright sky at noon turn almost instantly to late evening dusk and then back to bright sun in a matter of minutes is pretty awesome. But guess what? Nowhere in the land was there actual total darkness, as there was still enough light to see the person next to you, the outlines of trees and such. And those of us who only had a 97% eclipse learned just how bright 3% of the sun actually can be. It felt only as if a storm cloud passed over for a few moments. But besides the amazing way that God created the planets to interact, the greatest thing about all of this for me was that the light of the sun never completely disappeared. Although many people experienced darkness around them, the light was still there, even though they could not see it. And that, my friend, is the difference between the righteous and the unrighteous, between believers and unbelievers. Even though believers are sometimes so firmly grasped by strife and suffering that we are tempted to see God's love and faithfulness as a total eclipse, believing Satan's lies rather than the promise of God, we know and believe the truth of God's word. As the Apostle John wrote in John chapter 8, verse 12, "Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.' And the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, 'But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.'" By the grace of God and power of the Holy Spirit, even in the midst of the darkness of sin and sorrow in this world, the light of Christ Jesus, the hope of the world to come, still shines, and it shines brightly. When we suffer now, when wickedness is all around us, the light of God's promise of salvation remains with us. Hallelujah! Rejoice in the Lord, believers, for yours will be the kingdom of God. Therefore, we give thanks to his holy name. In the words of the hymn writer Reginald Heber, praising the triune God, we sing, "Holy, holy, holy, though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy. There is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love, and purity." We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great glory in heaven and on earth. Keep us from false idols and grant by your grace that we should worship you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.